Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jubilee Blessings Already in Progress.
So he said, when the boys come by to pick me up that night, Dad said, remember, don't you go to that concert. Don't worry, Dad, we're going to a movie. We going to the concert. He said, and I lied big time. We went just as straight to that rock concert as we could. He was about 14, 15, 16 years old. And about 5 or 6 or 7 years later, he started coming down with seizures. Seizures. I mean, he said, here I am now, a director of a church camp in Wisconsin, teaching young people the principles of the kingdom of God. And I'm up there on the platform and all of a sudden a seizure grabs me. How intimidating would that be? I'm teaching you about God, and here I am up here having seizures. And God's doing it to you to try to teach you something. And I told him, I said, you got to get right with your dad. Of course, this happened years ago. I told him, I said, you got to get right with your dad. And you got to ask your dad to forgive you and all that stuff. And we did all that stuff. And after we did, I said, now we're going to break the curse. We're going to kick that devil out of you. And I guarantee you, once I pray for you, you're never going to have another seizure. And he got up right here that day. Only, but this is last year, wasn't it, Scott? You remember that boy, don't you?
Yeah.
And he told us, he said, I have never had another seizure since you broke that curse and prayed for me after I repented to my dad. You think it when God says, children, respect your parents, you think he meant that?
Yeah.
He really did. He said, respect your parents that it may go well with you. And have a long life. So what if you don't? It may be a short life. You may be sick. I mean, it's funny, but it ain't funny. It's so simple, but we don't see it, that we don't believe God will do what he said. But he does, doesn't he? Wow. But this is what happens. When this boy's got these seizures, and he says there, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. And he's sore vexed, and oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. Next verse. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. The average, unfortunately, I hate this, that I was a member of a Baptist church, a church that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, supposedly with all our heart. And we never, in the 60 plus years I was a member of the Baptist church, I never saw a healing or a miracle in the Baptist church. Is that sad? It's awful. It's worse than awful. I mean, you would think that any church that has the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior ought to see some answers to prayer, wouldn't you? But we didn't. But he said, and I brought my boy to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Well, that's exactly the way we are. So let's see what the Lord had to say in the next verse, verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said to him, oh, you faithless and perverse bunch. Somebody said, Jesus would never talk to us like that. That's what he said, wasn't it? Then Jesus answered and said, oh, you faithless and you perverse generation. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? I don't think he was happy. Bring him hither to me. And let's see what happened in the next verse, 18. And Jesus rebuked the devil. Well, first of all, you got to believe there is a devil. And then you got to believe you have power over the devil, right?
Amen.
And if you don't have a scripture, if I ask you to tell me, okay, so we're going to kick out this devil. I think about this young Baptist boy and a friend of his, and the friend was kind of Pentecostal. And they were going to Mexico for some kind of meeting. And so when they got to Mexico, in the area where they were going to have this meeting, this Baptist boy and this Pentecostal boy, they were both went on the same team, but they walked down the streets and they started knocking on doors and had a little flyer and said, we're going to have a Christian meeting. We're going to preach about Jesus. Well, would you like to come? Nobody was interested. Nobody. They walked down several blocks, and nobody even wanted their flyers or nothing. That little Pentecostal kid, he said, let's just change the way we're doing things. We ain't getting nowhere like this. He said, what do you mean? He said, let's ask them if anybody needs somebody to be prayed for that's sick. He said, the Baptist boy said, what? He said, yeah, Jesus is the healer. In my church, they taught me over in my church that I can pray for the sick and God will heal them. So let's I don't know why we're not doing it here. We're just asking if they want to come to the meeting. They says, no. So let's ask them if anybody's sick. We want to pray for them if they got somebody sick. So the Baptist boy said, well, you'll have to do it. I don't know how to do it. So they come to knock on his door and he says, we're so-and-so. We're with a Christian group here and we're going to have a meeting down here and we've got praying for people that got somebody sick. You have anybody in the house that needs to be prayed for that's sick? The man says, my wife has diabetes and she's having a problem with her leg. Would you come in and pray for her? They said, sure. Or the one boy did. The other one, he's going to wait outside. So the one that was brought up in the church that taught him that he could pray for the sick, he went in and he said, when I saw this woman's leg and what it looked like, I thought, oh my goodness, he's probably going to want me to pray for a new leg. And he said, I don't have that kind of faith. What do you want me to pray for? He said, she has pain in her leg and it's just killing her. She needs, if you could just pray and ask the Lord to take away the pain. He said, I can do that. Isn't it amazing how little faith we have? So he goes in and lays hands on this little leg and he asked the Lord to take away the pain and the lady screamed and said, the pain left completely. Jumped up, started running around and he says, we didn't have to go to another house. That man went to every house up and down both streets and said, we had a packed house that night at church. And all we had to do was get one lady healed. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, see, until they'd done something in faith. Just like you, Carrie. I get so tickled at you. Thinking about her, Carrie, going down there. I'm sure most of y'all have heard me tell a story about Carrie, but her aunt or your husband's cousin was in hospice, and they're going to go down to Florida and pray over her because she's in hospice and she ain't going to make it. And they get an airplane ticket and go down there, and they walk in, and when Miss Carrie sees this lady, she's like, oh, my goodness, she looks awful. And Jesus spoke to Miss Carrie and said, Carrie, don't lose your faith. Jesus prayed for Lazarus. He'd been dead 4 days. This woman's still alive. Is that what he said to you? That's what he said. So she said, okay, Lord, we can pray for her then. And you prayed, and the Lord healed that woman. She's still alive and well today. You know, Miss Carrie, you know what people would say? You know, when you tell them my story, they say, you know, I don't believe that. It just happened to be that she got well when you prayed for her. You know better than that, don't you, girl? Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, not seeing miracles. So anyway, well, so when I think about what we ought to be doing here, and Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Just like that young man and his family sat right over here this last year, a year and a half ago, whatever it was, over the telephone, I kicked out a devil after I got him to repent to his dad. Now, I had never seen this man, but I don't have to see them. All I got to do is be able to talk to them on the phone. But by talking to this young man on the phone, getting him to repent of his sin, then we break the curse over him because he's repented. That's the biggest secret in all, is getting rid of sin. He got rid of sin, confessed the sin. Then we prayed the prayer of faith, broke the curse, kicked the devils out, just like Jesus did. We commanded that devil to come out of him, and that seizure left him. And that boy has told us right here that I forget how many years ago that was when I did that for him, but he said, I have never had another seizure since that day. Don't you just love serving Jesus? We need to get to the point where we can all do these things. Wow. I think I told you the story about the two guys over at Home Depot here a while back that had the black shirts with a white cross on their back that says, Jesus is Lord. And when I walked up there, I saw them there getting some stuff, and I said, hey, guys. They turned, hey, Thurman Scrivener. I said, you know me? He said, yes. I said, what are y'all doing? I said, I see you got your shirts on. Says, you know, talking about Jesus. And he said, you don't remember me? I said, no, sir. He said, I'll never forget you. I said, what did I do? He said, when my son was 5 years old, I ran into you and he was having seizures. And you told me that it was sins of either me or my parents. And he said, I had not been getting along good with my dad. And he said, you told me I needed to walk in love with my dad. I needed to repent of that sin. And then you kicked the devil out of my five-year-old son. And he said, from the day you kicked that devil out of him, he has never had another seizure. And he said, after we went for two or three or four years and didn't have a single seizure, and I realized that my son is absolutely, totally, completely healed, and it happened when you prayed for him. He said, I told my good buddy, I said, you know, let's do something for these older men and women that can't get out and do things for themselves. Me and you are young, so on our days off and our weekends, let's put stuff together and let's go change light bulbs or fix people's fence or backyard fence or gate or fix the plumbing. Just do something to help old people that can't do nothing themselves. And he said, that's what we're doing. And he said, we're doing it because you healed my son. I told him, I didn't heal your son. He said, yeah, you did too. He said, you spoke the word and Jesus did it. But he said, you spoke the word and my son got delivered and he's healed. And he said, I'll be forever grateful to the Lord for what you did. Is that what we all ought to be doing? I just love serving Jesus. Wow. And wow. What does he say is impossible? Let's go down to verse 19. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? Verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Is that the biggest problem in the church today? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible with you. Who is our own worst enemy? We are. If we would only obey God and do what he says, there is no telling what he's going to do. But I am looking for the remainder, since this is a year of Jubilee and all that other stuff, but in the next year, I am expecting greater things than has ever happened in this church to happen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Jubilee Blessings, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.